Tonight, as we celebrate this great solemnity of the Holy Trinity, I'm reminded of a story of St. Augustine. St. Augustine is one of the greatest doctors of our church, and he spent a lot of time trying to come to a full understanding of the Trinity, to try to grasp every single concept there is about it. And as he was in this very process, as he was studying to learn more and more, he had a dream one night. And in the midst of this dream, he was walking along the beach. And he saw a little boy up ahead, who dug a hole. And would then run down from that hole to the very ocean with a little bucket and fill up that bucket with water to go to the hole to fill it in. It took a couple of times and it was finally filled. But the little boy kept running back down to the ocean. He kept filling up his bucket to only go back to pour it into the hole that would overflow and go right back down into the ocean. Did this about 4 or 5 times. To when finally Augustine says, "Little boy, stop. What are you doing?" He just simply responded, "I am trying to place all the water of the ocean into this hole." He looked at him and simply said, "Well, you know that's impossible to do. The ocean is so big and this hole is maybe only a couple feet wide and a couple feet deep." To which the little boy responded, "It is more possible for me to put all the water of the ocean into this hole than it is for you to fully understand the Trinity." That's the amazing thing of our God. That is the great wonder we celebrate this night. Now, understand this. This does not mean we can't come to some understanding. Just like the hole had some water within it, so too we are able to continue to grasp a little bit more about God. But the beautiful thing about it is that we'll always be learning about God. There's always more to know, more to learn, more to experience. That's what's going to be so amazing about heaven. That we're going to be in that perfect relationship with God and it will never grow old. It will be something new at every single moment, every single second, to be able to turn to God and be able to go like, "Wow! Amazing!" Because we come to know that God is all powerful. We come to know that God is all knowing. That God is merciful. He's eternal. He's perfectly just. And also the fullness of truth. All those things we can kind of start to understand, but those are really just attributes. The great mystery about God, the great wonderment that's going to be to learn more about and to experience, is what God is. And that just simply is love. Not a love that just is all like, "Oh, happy, feely, let me just be all warm and fuzzy." But rather, it's a love that says, "You know what? I want to will the good of another person." That's what the Father is. The Father is willing the good of the Son. The Son receives that very love and He wants to will the good of His Father. As He comes down to earth, what did we hear Jesus say before He went into His agony and His passion? "Father, not my will, but Your will be done. I want to will Your good." That's that love, seeking the very good of the other. And that very love of the Father with the Son is what becomes so manifest, so powerful. We call it the Holy Spirit. That love then has been poured out upon us as we celebrated last Sunday with Pentecost. That's God's love being breathed into you and to me. That is God saying, "I want to will your good." Every single moment. That's why the responsorial psalm was literally amazing to me. Sorry, I'm getting all excited running around and my voice gets higher and higher. But blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be His own. It isn't, "Blessed am I because I chose the Lord." But blessed the people the Lord has chosen, which is you and me. He's chosen us. He has loved us. He is still loving us. He is still willing your good and my good. Because He's chosen us. As we heard in the first reading, Moses is explaining to the people, what God is there that has spoken to His people from a burning bush? None other than our God. What God is there that has worked miracles to free you from Egypt? None but our God. Because God isn't just something to be off in distance. And that's the thing to understand. That you know what? This very God, who is all-powerful, who is all-knowing, who is perfect in every way, it's not like He is way off in the distance. But rather, God wants a relationship. He draws closer. He comes to us because He's chosen us. Because we can go a step farther than Moses. There is no other God who has come down to earth to speak to us. There is no other God who has worked the wonders of the cross and the resurrection to free us from captivity of sin and the slavery of the devil. There is no other God but the one true God who is leading us to Himself to be with Him in heaven. That we, as we heard St. Paul in that second reading say, we are the adopted sons and daughters that cry out, Abba, Father, to the God who has chosen us, to the God who loves us, to where He becomes present upon this altar. In the very Eucharist we eat, chosen us from the very moment of our baptism, to where whenever we enter into the church, we put our fingers into holy water and we sign ourselves in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because I'm in relationship with the God who is willing my good. I am in relationship with the God who wants only what is best for me. Or St. Ignatius of Loyola said once, God loves me. God wills my good then. He loves me more than I love myself. So God is willing my good more than I will my own good. How amazing it is that this is the Holy Trinity. The Father loves the Son loves the Father, and that love of the Holy Spirit is very then the God who wants to love us. From the moment of our baptism, anytime we enter into the confessional to receive the forgiveness of sins, so when we come to receive the Eucharist, it is God willing our good. God who is choosing you and me to be in relationship with Him. And my brothers and sisters, then, on this very Trinity Sunday, we rejoice that, yeah, we can't understand the whole complexity of God. Our minds are too small. But what we can understand is that this is a God who loves us and wants to be in relationship with us so that we can learn more and more about Him each and every single day, so that we can be with Him forever in heaven to continue to experience the fullness of that love that He wants to always place within our hearts. May we then through this Eucharist seek to ever draw deeper into the very love of God, to always grow closer to Him, so that filled with Him, we may be one with Him in heaven forever. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.